高三英语高考练习八。
Section A, Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation,and the question about it, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. 1. Oh, do you know who wrote the music played at the New Year's concert last night?
You mean the Blue Danube? The waltz was written by Johann Strauss. You mean the Blue Danube?The waltz was written by Johann Strauss in 1866.
Question. What kind of music are they talking about?
Two. I'll take 6 copies of Romeo and Juliet.
Good choice. Actually, the book is the best-selling in our Shakespeare Museum.
Question.Where does the conversation most probably take place? 3. Peter, how's everything going with your research on Gaudi?
Oh, I begin with his most well-known masterpiece, The Great Church, Sagrada Familia in Barcelona. What an amazing building!
Question.What is Peter's research on?
4. Hey, Jane, have you finished the book I recommended you?
Oh, yes, I have, and I find it quite instructive. I learnt a lot from Lincoln's life experience, especially his early life and his hardest time in office.
Question. Which is most probably the name of the book mentioned?5. Question time. Who wrote the great novel Gone with the Wind?
Wait, I just remembered.
Question. What does the woman mean?
6. I watched the film E.T. again last night, and I still found it amazing after so long a time.
Steven Spielberg is definitely one of the greatest directors of the time. You should try more of his films, such as Jurassic Park, Schindler's List, and his Indiana Jones series, which includes 3 films.
Question. How many films of Spielberg are mentioned?
7.I heard you finally went to see the film The Phantom of the Opera. How do you like it?
Oh, it's no less fantastic than the musical edition.
Question. What does the woman mean? 8. Van Gogh has influenced generations of young artists worldwide since his time.Today we can see his impact on painting, in poetry, and in video.
Yes, what a pity he ended his life when he was in his prime.
Question. What are they talking about? 9. Bill Gates has been among the richest people in the world for decades. I'd like to be as successful as him.
Well, as to me, his willingness to help others rather than his wealth makes the difference.
Question. What does the woman imply?
10. Have you heard about Madame Curie?
Yes, of course. She was awarded the Nobel Prize twice.You can't find a woman scientist with greater achievement.
Question. What is the man's attitude toward Madame Curie's achievement?
Section B. Directions. In Section B, you will hear two short passages and you will be asked two questions on each of the passages. The passages will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage. Qian Shuesen was a scientist who made important contributions to the missile and space programs of both the United States and the People's Republic of China. Qian Shuesen was born in Hangzhou, the capital of Zhejiang Province, in 1911. He left Hangzhou when he was only three when his father obtained a post in the Ministry of Education in Beijing. In 1934, Qian Shuesen graduated from the Shanghai Jiao Tong University and received a degree in mechanical engineering. In August 1935, Qian left China to study at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, earned a Master of Science degree from MIT a year later, and took up a teaching position at MIT. In 1950, Qian decided to return to China, and in September of 1955, he returned to lead the Chinese rocket program and became known as the father of Chinese rocketry. Qian's research work is the basis of the space research of China. With the successful launch of the Shenzhou 5 mission in October 2003, the elderly Qian was able to watch China's first manned space mission on television from his hospital bed. In 2008, China Central Television named Qian as one of the 11 most inspiring people in China. He died at the age of 98 on October the 31st, 2009, in Beijing.
Now listen again, please.
Qian Shuesen was a scientist who made important contributions to the missile and space programs of both the United States and the People's Republic of China. Qian Shuesen was born in Hangzhou, the capital of Zhejiang Province, in 1911. He left Hangzhou when he was only three when his father obtained a post in the Ministry of Education in Beijing. In 1934, Qian Shuesen graduated from the Shanghai Jiao Tong University and received a degree in mechanical engineering. In August 1935, Qian left China to study at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, earned a Master of Science degree from MIT a year later, and took up a teaching position at MIT. In 1950, Qian decided to return to China, and in September of 1955, he returned to lead the Chinese rocket program and became known as the father of Chinese rocketry. Qian's research work is the basis of the space research of China. With the successful launch of the Shenzhou 5 mission in October 2003, the elderly Qian was able to watch China's first manned space mission on television from his hospital bed. In 2008, China Central Television named Qian as one of the 11 most inspiring people in China. He died at the age of 98 on October the 31st, 2009, in Beijing. Questions. 11. How old was Qian when he went abroad for further study?
Why did Qian decide to return to China?
13. Which statement is not true about Qian? Questions 14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
Stephen William Hawking was born on the 8th of January 1942 in Oxford, England. After graduating with honours from Oxford University in 1962, he went to Cambridge University to pursue a PhD in cosmology. Hawking once said, "My goal is simple. It is a complete understanding of the universe, why it is as it is, and why it exists at all." He devoted himself wholly to explaining the mysterious universe. From 1968, he started to work on black holes by means of very complicated mathematics, which later led to an astonishing discovery on the theory of the origin of the universe. At the remarkably young age of 32, he was named a Fellow of the Royal Society. He received the Albert Einstein Award, and in 1979, he was appointed Lucasian Professor of Mathematics at Cambridge, the same post held by Sir Isaac Newton 300 years earlier. There, he began to question the Big Bang theory, which by then most had accepted. In 1988, Hawking wrote A Brief History of Time, From the Big Bang to Black Holes, explaining the evolution of his thinking about the cosmos for a general audience. It became a bestseller of long standing and established his reputation as an accessible genius. He wrote other popular articles and appeared in movies and television. He remains extremely busy, his work hardly slowed by Lou Gehrig's disease, a disease that affects muscle control, for which he uses a wheelchair and speaks through a computer and voice synthesizer.
Now, listen again, please.
Stephen William Hawking was born on the 8th of January 1942 in Oxford, England. After graduating with honours from Oxford University in 1962, he went to Cambridge University to pursue a PhD in cosmology. Hawking once said, "My goal is simple. It is a complete understanding of the universe, why it is as it is, and why it exists at all." He devoted himself wholly to explaining the mysterious universe. From 1968, he started to work on black holes by means of very complicated mathematics, which later led to an astonishing discovery on the theory of the origin of the universe. At the remarkably young age of 32, he was named a Fellow of the Royal Society. He received the Albert Einstein Award, and in 1979, he was appointed Lucasian Professor of Mathematics at Cambridge, the same post held by Sir Isaac Newton 300 years earlier. There, he began to question the Big Bang theory, which by then most had accepted. In 1988, Hawking wrote A Brief History of Time, From the Big Bang to Black Holes, explaining the evolution of his thinking about the cosmos for a general audience. It became a bestseller of long standing and established his reputation as an accessible genius. He wrote other popular articles and appeared in movies and television. He remains extremely busy, his work hardly slowed by Lou Gehrig's disease, a disease that affects muscle control, for which he uses a wheelchair and speaks through a computer and voice synthesizer.
Questions 14. When did Hawking seriously begin to get involved in the study of cosmology?
Which honor is not what Hawking once received?
16. What's the name of the book that Hawking wrote? Questions 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation. Dear, what do you like for New Year present?
Oh, I really like to have the latest version of the iPad.
Another Apple product. Why do you appreciate those products that much?
Everyone's using them, okay? They are so welcome and sell well all over the world.
So you even follow the trend when choosing electronic products?
You didn't catch what I said. I mean, the reason why Apple products are commercially successful is that the company attaches great importance to creating user-friendly products. Its attention to design, function, and style has won the product millions of fans.
Okay, I think I get what you mean. So those cutting-edge products have made Apple a powerful brand with a loyal following. Is that why your idol is Steve Jobs?
I take Steve Jobs as my idol because his name is associated with innovative thinking.
Well, it must be admitted that Jobs always aimed to push his businesses and their products to the forefront of the information technology industry by foreseeing and setting innovation and style trends.
Jobs was no ordinary businessman. He was also an inventor and industrial designer. Do you happen to know Pixar?
Oh, I know Pixar. It's the company that created Oscar-winning movies such as Toy Story 2 and Finding Nemo.
Yes, Jobs was CEO and majority shareholder of the company and helped start the development of the visual effects industry when Toy Story, the first fully computer-animated film, was made possible because of his financial support.
It is really a pity that such a great mind as him should die young.
But I think his passion and creative spirits will inspire people forever.
Now, listen again, please.
Dear, what do you like for New Year present?
Oh, I really like to have the latest version of the iPad.
Another Apple product. Why do you appreciate those products that much?
Everyone's using them, okay? They are so welcome and sell well all over the world.
So you even follow the trend when choosing electronic products?
You didn't catch what I said. I mean, the reason why Apple products are commercially successful is that the company attaches great importance to creating user-friendly products. Its attention to design, function, and style has won the product millions of fans.
Okay, I think I get what you mean. So those cutting-edge products have made Apple a powerful brand with a loyal following. Is that why your idol is Steve Jobs?
I take Steve Jobs as my idol because his name is associated with innovative thinking.
Well, it must be admitted that Jobs always aimed to push his businesses and their products to the forefront of the information technology industry by foreseeing and setting innovation and style trends.
Jobs was no ordinary businessman. He was also an inventor and industrial designer. Do you happen to know Pixar?
Oh, I know Pixar. It's the company that created Oscar-winning movies such as Toy Story 2 and Finding Nemo.
Yes, Jobs was CEO and majority shareholder of the company and helped start the development of the visual effects industry when Toy Story, the first fully computer-animated film, was made possible because of his financial support.
It is really a pity that such a great mind as him should die young.
But I think his passion and creative spirits will inspire people forever.
Questions. 17. Why does the woman appreciate Apple products?
What makes Jobs the woman speaker's idol?
19. Which of the statements is true about Jobs?
20. What does the man mean by his last sentence?